Hi, this is John St. John.
This is Dave Fenoy.
This is Ashley Birch.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
And you're listening to my favorite.
And you're listening?
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
To the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
Hello, my friend. Stay a while and listen.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
What?
That does not taste good at all.
Spider-Man takes leaks. Hulk takes fucking shits.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
And welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow.
That's right. There's a couple places you guys can find us, of course, on our website, gamefixshow.com. That's the easiest spot, actually. The top right-hand corner, you're going to see a couple of links that you guys can click on. And that includes our social medias. And we'd love you to like, subscribe, follow, all of the good stuff. I actually just posted a new video on YouTube. It's actually the clip of you and me, Verlaine. Tasting the Nintendo cartridges, so that's isolated in case somebody wants to actually watch that. Ooh. I figured it was a fun bit, yeah. So I just wanted to make sure it was isolated and people could see it. Underneath the social medias is our Patreon. Verlaine, tell them what you can get as a Patreon if they support the show.
So if you are part of our Patreonage, you can get pretty much, it's how you get access to our show, but more than we give you. The podcast, downloading it, listening to it, seeing us live at our shows, it's always going to be free. This is a chance to monetarily help us and kind of like up the ante in terms of your access to us. Anything is appreciated, but once you start getting into our tiers, you start getting rewarded. Like up to the $5 tier, you're going to get access to backstage audio. When we have people like Frank Grillo on, we have banter that goes on before we put them live on the air, and you're going to get to hear all of that, which is kind of surreal sometimes, because yeah, it's really like, it's really candid. We do candid interviews, but it's
actually
like,
to be fair, there are certain things we won't play if it's something like he really wants us to like not cover. Obviously that's not going to be, because we have to respect our guest, but other right than that, yes, Verlaine, you're right.
I don't think anyone's ever told us not to though.
No, I think you're so, right. Yeah, I think you're right.
In this case, and then,
but I just leave it there as a possibility in the future, so that's all.
You'll also get to, when you see us live, you'll get stuff. You'll get random giveaways. We have an Overwatch project going on with voice actors, which is might have to wait until Overwatch 2 starts giving us some more stuff.
If it actually comes out.
Yeah. And then if you get to the toppest tier, which there's only a couple spots left, you're actually pretty much a co-producer. You get to recommend stories. You get to challenge us to do things. Bo Cephas is one of them. Probably the longest one. He gets us guests to play on our podcast. So like, you can do that. Just go to patreon.com/gamefixshow or go to our website, gamefixshow.com. You'll see the Patreon GIF dancing around. Just click it and stick
dancing around. Yeah. So yeah, do that. It really goes a long way. It's not just putting money in our pockets. Honestly, it really isn't any of that. we don't. We use it all for the show and, moving forward and trying to make the show better. Mike's in the chat room. He did say Overwatch 2 coming out 2035. That is breaking news. Thank you, Mike. Good.
That seems like correct.
I mean, it's probably not wrong.
If Overwatch 2 out in perfect condition, that's when it would have to come out.
Yeah.
No balancing or anything.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to the show today. Obviously we're going to talk more about Blizzard and just the uphill battle that they have right now. I'm not giving them any sympathy by any means, but it's going to be hard for them. And it is what it is. You dug that hole.
Blizzard.
Yeah. You dug that hole. You gotta fucking sit in it there. So other things, there is actually a well, there's a couple of movie delays that we'll get to at the end of the show. Verlaine, speaking of this past weekend, James. Oh yeah, by the way, James. Hi. Hi, he's here too. He's always here with us. So, this past weekend we did a review on the Suicide Squad, and that is actually up on the Patreon for you guys to listen. But today, Verlaine, I know that you finally got a chance to watch it, so I want to hear your opinion live on the show.
All right.
But if anyone wants to hear my opinion, James' opinion, Jack was with us, Mike was with us.
Nice.
You can check that out separately, but you have to be a Patreon to do that. So get ready, Verlaine. Get ready. I don't know, something like that.
I'm ready.
All right, good. Other than that, there's a remaster trilogy in the works. What could that be? Yeah, so whatever. But we'll get to all that plus some random stories that I think is kind of funny. And of course it has to do with Nintendo and ROM sites. What else is new?
Mm-hmm.
what else is new? That's all they whatever. That's like, it just always seems like that's the news for them. So okay, but without further ado, we got to talk about what we've been gaming. And of course, if you're in the chat room, let us know what you've been gaming on. We'd really, really love it. So, all right. I'll start us off. How about that? I was on the road this past weekend, and I brought my Switch with me, of course, and I played Dead Cells again, and I played a lot of Dead Cells, actually.
Did you beat anyone yet?
Beat anyone? What do you
mean?
Well,
there's a couple main bosses, like the king.
Yeah, I beat the king.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's pretty much all I've. I mean, I beat another guy a couple times, like this time guy. But yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah, but I mean, the game is awesome. There's reason why this game won so many awards, and I've said that on this show. You've said that on this show, and it's still true. The game is so well made. It's so much fun. It is the ultimate side scroller, really. I mean, if you have a Nintendo Switch, this is like a perfect game for it. Although, Verlaine, you play it on your Xbox?
Yes.
Or PlayStation, Xbox. Okay, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good either way. But man, on the Switch, it's like perfect because it's like, it's just a quick like start, play, put down, whatever.
Yeah.
So please, if you guys, do yourself a favor, if you've never played it, go and play it. It's awesome. You guys would love it. So, okay. The other thing I've been playing, actually, and it was before I went on the road, is actually what, you know, you and I have been playing, and that is Splitgate. And we've really kind of gone into that. I know Verlaine kind of went in it kicking and screaming, but I think he's kind of come around a little bit. What do you think? I don't want to speak for you. So
I'm in the same boat that you are with Overwatch. Like, I have fun playing it, and I play it because you play it.
That's okay.
Like, I play it because I know that you like the game. Like, I like it. It's not that bad. It's definitely better when we're all doing it. I'm a real sucker for team-based stuff. That's probably why I like Battlefield more so than Call of Duty. Because you can, if you were with a squad that's actually communicating, you can actually play like a squad. In Call of Duty, even if we could hear each other, we kind of go our separate ways.
True.
Because it's so fast-paced. Minus the dumb, stupid hiccups that I had trying to get it to work. By the way, if you're trying to play keyboard and mouse on Xbox, the mouse works, the keyboard doesn't. As far as controlling the guy, everything else, it's really weird. But, dude, I got it to work on PlayStation. And it's cool. Like, I feel comfortable. It's definitely, in my opinion, you're getting just as many kills as me and you're on controller. But for me, like a game like this, I like mouse and keyboard way better because the portal, I mentioned it, the portal, like going into portals with a controller, because I do inverted, it's different when I pop out. Like, it's very hard to get my bearings if I'm facing straight up and I pop out of like a portal. But with a keyboard and mouse, it's way easier. But you play a lot more than me.
Yeah, I do. And so far, so good. I'm actually very much enjoying that. And you know what? And we're still in the beta phase. So we're not even like to the full game as far as console goes. So I'm excited to see what else they have in store for us once it actually becomes not beta. Maybe.
That's,
maybe
I don't,
we'll, beta? Who knows?
I don't know if maybe James, you know, if this game is still in considered beta on PC, because there are games that are like Fortnite's always going to be beta. Like, I don't know what the hell. I guess that's kind of like the thing.
So instead of keep being building.
A startup company is always a startup company like 7 years later. You know, like, so yeah, I guess, but other games build and they release stuff and updates. But either way, I wonder, that's the thing that I don't understand is like, it's already been out for 2 years. That's why I didn't expect us to be playing a fucking beta. I expected us to be playing the game. It just ported it over. So yeah, I mean, it's still cool. Like I'm good with it right now. I just need to get used to the maps. That's what's killing me. And I still want to find out like their secret spots. And like, I'm still like, fucking around with the physics, just like putting my portal certain places where I could just keep getting speed and speed. Because if you can get it right and you're in the air, you know, you should have portal right before you land and you're going to shoot out again higher.
Yep.
So I'm enjoying it more now. Yeah. The more I play, the better it's getting.
It's funny. I like the game, and not because I like Portal.
Yeah.
Seriously, it actually does feel like a completely separate game because like in Portal, if I was shooting, that's what it would, then it would feel exactly like that. So, but no, I like it. It's fun. I will definitely keep playing it. That's for sure. So what else? What else have you
been playing? Me? I've been playing a bunch of new games. So the beta this weekend, which I hope we play tonight, maybe Back for Blood. Mm. It is, I think, all the way through tonight, or maybe it's through tomorrow. Dude, I love the game. I love it. It really is fucking Left 4 Dead 3. It feels like they kept enough of the game that, you know, and it's like you, it's so weird. All right. So like, let's preface this by Left 4 Dead, by far my favorite co-op game ever, zombie game ever, probably Valve game ever. I played the shit out of this game. And coming into this Back for Blood, it was almost like they might as well have put a picture of the devs saying, "Hey guys, welcome back." Because like, that's like just the feeling of everything, the outlines, awesome. How you pick things, like the way that everything works. It's just, it's there. But then like their challenge, there's like every challenge with these kind of games that have been coming out, including Earthfall, even World War Z, what are they going to do differently? Because really when you Left 4 Dead's a pretty fucking simple game. There's not even a sprint, you know, yeah. You just, your speed depends on how healthy you are, you know, and it's just, you get a certain amount of guns. There's no leveling up. There's just normal guns. But so World War Z does kind of a little bit of an upgrade system. This game has this really cool card mechanic. So what happens is you could build a deck of cards, and I'm still trying to get used to it, but like, once you start earning cards and unlocking cards through playing, like you can build a deck, and that deck is pretty much what you're going to use when you start getting the opportunity to add bonuses and stuff. You're going to get those. Like, you'll have a card that works for the whole team. So like when you start off the match, you pick a card that, you know, grants everybody 15% more health, you know, but then you could pick your own, which gives you an extra life. And then there's one that gives me, like, when you melee, you get 2 HP back, but you can mix those cards up every time you play. Every level you play. So like it isn't, I wouldn't say it's a different game every time, but like you can really cater your character to different positions in the team. Even if you have a favorite character and no one wants to be like a healer, you can still kind of work it where you can take care of your team still being an offensive person.
Gotcha.
All in all, like That's cool. Still has its little glitches. There's little graphical errors and stuff that happens. I like the game a lot. I'm definitely going to be playing this game a lot.
We will definitely play that tonight. I have to download it. So I don't know how is it big?
I don't think it's that big. There's only one. They only let you play one episode. I haven't even been through it. And there's eight parts of the episode. I haven't tried Versus because I kind of want to be surprised with the Versus. But that's sweet. If you do have a chance, or if you have it already installed, dude, play it. You have like one more day. It's cool. If you like Left 4 Dead, you're going to love it. It's going to be better than World War Z. Totally.
Well, because honestly, I liked World War Z, but I'm with you. Left 4 Dead was definitely the better of the game. So yeah, that's good. I mean, if it's better than that, then I'm in.
They'll also have
Left 4 Dead caliber then.
Yeah, they also have modifiers too, like other cards that'll affect, like, you know, one game I played.
Yeah, got it installed. Nice.
One game I played, every character had to pick, every one of us had to pick a modifier that affected the whole level. So like one would be like there's fog through the whole level, which makes it harder. There's another one that's, you know, like maybe the enemies are stronger or whatever it is. And you like it makes you pick one. It's pretty sweet. Okay. So then I played two other new games. They both came out on Game Pass, I guess, just now. One of them, James likes, is Hades. Did you play Hades yet? So Hades came out.
I have not.
There was a lot of hype behind this game.
And there was.
I kind of understood it, but then when I played the game, I don't know, man, because I've played pretty much, this is a game, like it's a top-down game, but it's Dead Cells. It's like Dead Cells, exactly like Dead Cells, just third person. There's a little different ways things work, but it's a Dead Cells type game. But I've played another game that was like top-down before this one, which was like a cowboy game. I can't remember what it's called. It's on Game Pass 2. But so the game is cool. Like it's got cool lore. There's certain things that are different about the game. But unlike Dead Cells, which I personally think this genre belongs two-dimensional. I don't care what anyone says. Unlike Dead Cells, this is more like you go into a room and then enemies spawn and you kill all the enemies and then they spawn and kill them and keep killing them. And then the door unlocks and then you go into the next room.
Yeah.
And then you kill everybody in there. And so it's not even like you're going through a level. It's like you're going room by room, killing everybody and then progressing. So that I don't really enjoy. So you'd
like to have the option to just kind of skip forward if you want.
Yeah, if I want to like skip that and not, you know what I'm, because Dead Cells lets you, like if you want to do like a speed run of it instead of like spending time and beating the same mundane enemies. The worst part, and somebody should have looked into this, the other game I played called Curse of the Dead Gods. I'm not even fucking joking, dude. Like I was switching back and forth and getting confused at which game I was playing because they're so similar. Same thing. It's another top-down Dead Cells game. However, I like the Dead Gods game better. There's something about it that it's got parrying for one, and it's got rolling, and you could do perfect parry. There's a weapon combo system that's more than just like mash, 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 mash. Like you can actually like mix combos. You have two-handed weapons and one-handed weapons. You have a torch with you also. You can hit enemies with it and light them on fire, and sometimes it'll chain, but you really need it because when you're in the dark, your damage is multiplied. Like the longer you're in the dark, the more damage you'll take, and you can't hold the torch while fighting. So then there's also like spots you can light on fire during matches and you stay around them and fight, you know what I'm saying? But the enemies can put those fires out. And then there's also modifier. So I got where my flame, instead of being a fire, it was like a dark fire. So it didn't light anything, but darkness had no effect on me. So this one had, in my opinion, it had better modifiers, better weapons, better graphics, better fighting system, better levels. I am interested to see if there's some other people that have Game Pass that can download. Both these games are fairly small. They're not that big. And play both of them. And I'd be interested to see who picks which one is being better. Mm-hmm. Because Hades got a lot of hype. I heard nothing about this Curse of the Dead Gods, but dude, it's like, I think it's way better. Okay. By far away. It's a game that you should probably at least try.
I will. I will definitely play it. Yeah. You know me, dude. I'll play any game. But, whatever.
But even with the Dead Gods game being good. Jack says it looks better, and it does look better. Okay. But even that, like, I still think I like this genre as a two-dimensional, like the Dead Cells, because Dead Cells was really my first foray into this, like, what do they call it? Procedural generated dungeon game.
Wow, I didn't even know they called it that.
No, that's not what they call it. Oh. I just forgot the word, but that's what it is.
Wow, that was expensive.
And you know, I think it's the best way is the Dead Cells so far for me is the best one I've played so far. It just seems like I have the most control. Like it just.
Oh yeah.
It's just way, it's really, really good. But for sure, try it out, especially because you love Dead Cells, Dave. You got to at least try the Dead Gods game. Oh, dude, I didn't even remember. This is why I did the Dead Gods, because they just released a Dead Cells DLC for it.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You become the Dead Cells guy.
Yeah.
And then you get two of his weapons. I didn't even remember that as I'm playing the game. I was just comparing it to Dead Cells. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, dude, yes, thank me for reminding myself.
Thank you for you.
So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah. No, that's good. Wow, you've been playing a lot this week. I like it. That's good. More than me.
That's rare.
I don't believe you. Yeah. No, I do, actually. Now that I think about it. All right. You ready to get some stories in here?
Let's tell some stories. Listen to our
tale. Tell some stories. All right. So here we go. This is, we're going to Blizzard, and this is what we're getting. Diablo 4's game director, Louis Barriga, I believe. Blizzard lead level designer, Jesse McCree. Not the character, just he was named after, whatever. And World of Warcraft designer, Jonathan LeCraft, were all let go from Blizzard last Wednesday, according to a couple of sources. You know, obviously, we all know what's going, well, kind of what's going on, maybe not behind the scenes, but there's a terrible culture with Activision Blizzard, and it looks like they're doing what they can to kind of get out of this. Like I said at the beginning of the show, they've definitely dug themselves a hole, I would say this is not it, right? Like there's going to be more to come.
Well, this is phase two. So the phase one was all the, I'm going to flat out say it, all the people that wanted to get the fuck out, whether they were directly involved or like knew something and shouldn't, they left willingly. All right, I'm just going to say everybody who already left that had this sweet ass high powered jobs at Blizzard on their own accord knew something. Now it's time where they force the others out. And that's where this was interesting, because it wasn't these guys leaving. They were let go. Now, although the article would be like they didn't say why they were leaving or why they left, but they were let go. So it doesn't matter. Like they left and it wasn't by their own accord, which is good. They're starting to like do something. And look, they're not going to directly say it, but there's only one reason why these people were let go. One, dude, they're about to fucking release Diablo. Why would they let this guy go? Why would they let him walk? Why would he walk? Like they're letting the people go now.
Because he was obviously a piece of shit. That's really right. Isn't that kind of what we got out of it?
Yeah. And last week, I like the pieces of the puzzle fit where, you know, you have all this going on, but then like when you look into like the Overwatch League and all their esports, like the kids were doing kind of the same shit to their fans and to each other. And then I just thought now, like, dude, the whole fucking reason I stopped playing Overwatch and a lot of people did is their fucking toxic community. This now just perfectly matches Blizzard. Like, this is what Blizzard is. It's fucking toxic, fucking poor ass community.
It's from inside and out. And it just goes together.
It's like no wonder why they let their community be this way. Because look, there's things you could do. You can get rid of fucking cheaters in a heartbeat, and they never did. Yeah. It's almost like they let these people do what they did.
Yeah.
Maybe to take the spotlight off of them while they're doing the same thing. Because I've done that before. Steal something, someone else stole something too, they get blamed for everything I stole, my slate's clean. They could be doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's really interesting that the whole thing that's happening with McCree. Can we talk about that?
Let's definitely talk about that. So Jesse McCree, obviously he's the Overwatch's, you know, cowboy, if you will. And he was named, his namesake was after one of the creators. His name is Jesse McCree. And right now the, Overwatch, league, like people that broadcast the game, you know, are not calling him McCree or Jesse McCree. They are just calling him the cowboy.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine moving forward, and this, I want to ask you, Verlaine, to see how you feel about this moving forward. Would you say that they probably should change his name to just the cowboy, just leave it at that, or maybe there's another name, or just call him McCree? I don't know. What do you think?
So there's a couple things. Like for one,
I'd like to hear James's opinion on this one too, because I know he's probably sitting there and his head is about to explode. So I think
I'm saying Jesse McCree out. On Overwatch 2, done. You just get rid of him. You can have a predecessor. You can have somebody that has the same moveset, but he is gone. They can write him out.
Okay.
And as for right now, for Overwatch 1, one thing that we have that it's fleeting and almost put to the side is the fact that Jesse McCree is an alias. he says it all the time. My name's not Jesse. And they keep calling him Jesse so they can play off that and actually come out with a new lore that says he reveals his real name. Because that's just an alias. Why would he, you know what I'm saying? So it could be anything and they could take out the first name and the last name. You know what I'm saying?
What if it's like, Clint Eastwood?
That'd be Clint Westwood.
John Wayne.
But yeah, so they have a way, fortunately, and I think that outside
Clint
of
Rogers. Clint Rogers would be awesome, actually.
Outside of playing to that, the lore name alias, I don't know. I don't know. They could do whatever they want, but it's really like usually companies aren't that upfront. They wouldn't just erase his name and put the cowboy because that's kind of like shining a light on the situation.
All right. That's fair. James, please give us your
opinion. I agree with Elaine. They kind of they made their out when they developed the character by him saying, like, my name's not Jesse. So they're going to use that lore aspect to just completely change his name. And they're going to be like, hey, his name wasn't Creed the whole time. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, like Sombra would say it, and he'd be like, hey, don't call me Jesse. But and that's it's also weird that they would play that. They would have, that's the only one where we're like, what's up with his name? Like, everybody else's name is their name. And then that also is the only hero that was named after a real person on the team.
I think that's
almost like, but it's almost like not that they knew something would happen, but in case something happens, because that is dumb. That is a fucking, who does that? Like, who names a character after one of the creators, like, on the team? So it's not even like the creator of Overwatch. That'd be different. But like the team. So like, that is weird because once he's off the team, he's still in the game. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Blizzard has a habit of doing that.
Yeah.
Like naming characters after people on their teams. Like, there's a bunch of WoW NPCs that are actually named after character, like people who helped create the game and community members and stuff. It was the whole, like, was Blizzard's whole motto of like community first, but we're long past that now. Like, it's been 10 years and that's been dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a very strange situation that would probably never ever happen again. So it's interesting. I'm they'd be stupid if they don't just get him the fuck out the game.
Yeah.
Not to mention I don't like that character anyways. There's a lot of people most people that play him are just hiding around a corner the whole fucking time until their ult's done.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on it. I kind of feel bad for the Matthew Mercer, is that his name? Matthew Mercer? Yeah, whatever. Just because he has the voice out. Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate for him, but it is what it is. I guess, whatever. No big deal. I'm sure he'll find other work. Now, not only that, but you mentioned that, you know, Diablo 4 is eventually going to be coming out. Well, they just announced that Diablo 2 Resurrected is going to be getting an open beta on August 20th. I feel like... I feel like this is going to be a big test for them. To see if people are, it's open beta, so people are definitely going to play it. I would say so. But you know, I mean, because of all the, you know, sexual harassment allegations and all that, a lot of people, I mean, hell, they don't even call him a Cree anymore. They call him the cowboy, you know? So I don't know. How do you feel about this?
I think it wasn't a good look. No, everybody's probably boycotting all their fucking Blizzard games. I'm not, because I just, you know, I'm not even going to worry. I like Overwatch, you know, like I like Overwatch. So whatever. And fortunately for me and whatever, if I even gave a fuck, nothing directly is involved. No one directly involved with Overwatch is part of this whole fucking thing. But they can look at the numbers right now and see how many people they've lost and how many people have hung around and playing the games. But then when they release to the world the fact that they let go of a major Diablo player, I don't know what Diablo game he was working on, and then release an open beta for a new Diablo game, it's like, look, man, you got to worry about the shit that's going on right now, because like anything that comes out now could end up nowhere. Like, why would they do this right now? Like, just wait. You have enough shit going on. You don't need publicity right now. You don't need it. Like,
well, because right now any publicity is bad publicity, right?
Yeah. And all people are going to do is like, just, dude, I don't even know, man. I don't play Diablo. I'm one of those who I'm not going to go backwards and play like Diablo 2 when Diablo 4 is on the way and Diablo 3 exists.
Okay. Well, to give you an idea, you talked about, people that kind of dropped off, right? When it came to they were at their height in 2017 in the second quarter with 46 million active players, which is a crazy amount. It's a crazy number when it comes to gaming, right? And now, so we'll go from that to now to 2021 quarter two, which was where we're at. Well, we're in three right now, right? So
yeah,
we'll find out what three is, but two. Is only slated at 26 million, which is still a respectable number, like maybe for a, like an indie game, but like for this, it's kind of embarrassing. And, the numbers are there. Nothing, you can't lie about this stuff. This is out there. And it's unfortunate. But they have to walk through this fire. They have to, in order to get everyone's trust back. And I don't know if it's even going to happen. I don't know.
What if they're selling off their stuff? They'll just rename. No, I don't know. Yeah.
They could. That would be interesting. I would really, really want to know what that's all about. They sold off StarCraft.
Or if they just took all the teams and just disbanded. So like the Overwatch team would just be like another company. They'll be like, hey, you guys have an opportunity to just be your own fucking development company. But then someone would have to back it. So then technically, if they did that, everybody loses.
Yep.
All the games are gone. Everybody's out of job.
And what you just said there, out of a job, I think that is just going to keep happening and happening and happening, unfortunately.
Well, the smart ones are looking right now and getting out right now because, I mean, look, it's as much as you'd want to say it, like they have time. Like from the moment this happens, if you're working at Blizzard, you're kind of getting enough time that a lot of people don't have to get the hell out of your job because that axe will happen. People are going to get let go, and then people are going to be like, ooh, boo, unemployed, but, kind of guilt by association in my mind. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you could be the most innocent person, but, I mean, everyone around you is corrupt, so you should have taken the opportunity to be like, I want none of this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. time's only going to tell for this one, as we've actually said in the past. So, more information every week. That's why you guys listen to us, because we bring it. So that's we're gonna keep on this story and keep reporting every week if there's something new. That's really what we're gonna be doing. So, but sticking with a new remaster, there's a report right now. I don't know if it's actually for sure yet, but there is a report that they are remastering a trilogy for Grand Theft Auto. This trilogy would include Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. And it would also include a Switch release, which is, I don't know if I want to play that on the Switch. But yeah, what say you? Is this exciting? Is this something that you're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I want to play that again. Or are we just past it at this point?
I mean, I'm past it. We lived through all of the GTAs. I mean, shit, dude, if you're going to fucking remaster and release, do the first two.
That's what Mike said earlier this week. I agree.
Why remaster ones that are like kind of just, it doesn't even if you gave 3 and Vice City, like even if you gave them our graphics, I mean, still like that's a long fucking game. The coolest thing they could do is just make it all one map for one. So you can go to all three games in one map. But that's such a huge undertaking. That's such a huge game.
Yeah.
That would take away from, like, so the new people that, like, or the kids or whoever, like, didn't get to play it, they get to play it. Like, that's still going to take away from anything they're doing now with Grand Theft Auto and with Red Dead Revolver. Red Dead Redemption. So, I mean, like, and plus those three games are single player only, which could be cool if you want to play the story, but, like, there's some big ass games to be a trilogy. That's going to be the biggest trilogy fucking ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, size wise. I don't like one Grand Theft Auto is fine because it's like, it's just the same. It's the premise. Like, I don't go around Vice City killing people because I'm in Vice City killing people. I could be doing the same thing anywhere. I could do it in Grand Theft Auto 5, like the same thing. It's not like I'm going to be get the, I wish I was in Vice City doing this. Like, no, I'm getting what I need from, there's nothing in Vice City that I can't get from the best, from the other ones. Like no special features. Like sometimes there's like a special mode or like a gun or certain cars and shit. Like it just doesn't feel like there's
anything. I want to know, backwards. I think a big thing, and honestly, I'm not big on cheating in general, especially when it comes to like multiplayer games, obviously. But when it comes to single player games, sometimes I like a little cheat, right? So I'm hoping that they actually include that into these trilogies and not just totally take those out. You know, like whatever no gravity, infinite ammo, whatever.
Because they didn't have those in the new one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It just seems like such a, there could be other things that they remaster.
Yeah.
I can't even think of any reason why I would go and play those games because, and mainly like, it's not even like, oh, I'm a fresh 16-year-old who's playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and I love it so much, I'm going to go play the other ones, but I can't because I don't own those consoles. Well, they don't go together. They're not even canonical. They're not like an ongoing story. So there's even less of a reason to go back and play the third one. It's not like you missed something.
No,
like it's just such an odd thing. Like one and two and the UK one, 1.5 or whatever they called it. Like those would be neat because like, even though they're simple and like whatever, like those, there's no game like that right now on current gen or last gen. A top-down car game, like old school, like, and it was still fun. Like, even though you didn't see all the blood and guts, it was still a cool game.
Jack said that he wants to obey traffic laws in the next gen. I love it. Good. Yes, that's what you should do. Yeah.
Obey the like, that's one thing.
Stop at the red light,
dude. They should have done that because Driver had it, and as annoying as it would be, like Grand Theft Auto always should have had that, like a speed limit. Running a red light, then the cops come. Like,
yeah, you have to like clip them in order for them to chase you or something like that, or kill somebody in front of them or something like that. Ugh, those damn cops! Leave me alone and let me kill people on the sidewalk without you.
They're annoying.
Ah, man, yeah, this is. I'm actually kind of excited for it. It's good, but yeah, I think I'm with you. I want one and two to be remastered. Because like that, those are just definitely those Grand Theft Autos that kind of have been forgotten, right? Because like anyone that talks Grand Theft Auto only talks about Grand Theft Auto 3 and up.
Biggest money one, and they're doing it the right way. They're just adding to it. And Grand Theft Auto, I know San Andreas and possibly Vice City are available on mobile.
Yeah.
So I know it'd be remastered would be doing the graphics, but that's all they could do is up the graphics. They couldn't do really anything else. It's such a big game.
Yeah.
Like they're going to redo everything.
No, it's cool.
There are no voices.
I think it's good. But they said the trilogy will be released. If it is released on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, PS5, PC, Stadia, mobile devices, and the Switch. All of them. Why not? Put them out everywhere. Might as well. All right. Moving on, actually, on the website gamefixshow.com, Mike posted this article up, and this is kind of cool. And I didn't even know that this was even coming out. There was some talk about it, but we weren't really sure. And I know Verlaine, you were a fan of the original Windjammers, correct?
Yes, very much so.
And well, they just released an open beta. On the 11th, so about 4 days ago, they released an open beta for Windjammers 2.
Yes, because that was exclusive to fucking Switch for some reason, right?
Yes. So now it open beta for the PS4, 5, and PC. So there you go.
You know what that means? Because I'm pretty sure that
it'll run till the 22nd. Excuse me, I wanted to say that. Go ahead.
If this game's going to come out to consoles like the main ones, the real ones, then Tom might have a tournament. Because he was doing that Windjammers tournament at CCAG a couple years ago, which I wanted to play. Dude, Windjammers is sweet, especially when you get into it. There was a time, like, I started, like, I just had MAME. Yeah, I played it illegally, but I played the fuck out of it. And I started learning stuff. And like, you know, you start learning the, because with arcade games, there were no instructions. Some arcade games, you just had to play and find out. Or the instruction would be on the cabinet itself. So anyways, I mean, like once you start learning how to actually like block and making the thing pop straight up slowly, how to catch it and throw it and spin it and doing all the special moves, dude, that game is so good. In fact, it's like that game I played last week, Lethal League, which is on Xbox One. The one where you're hitting the ball back and forth. It's the same fucking premise. You just want to hit the person instead of hit the goal. But yeah, dude, fucking awesome.
It's almost like the the game that we are playing with VR.
Oh yeah,
where you throw the ball Spark. Back and forth.
Spark. Yes,
that's a great game.
We should
That's a fun game. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's cool. Well, the beta features four different stages: the beach, stadium, ring, and rooftop. Also, four different characters. Three of which are making a comeback, and one of which is a brand new character. And then only one mode, so online ranked only. So that's what you're going to be playing. So
they say that cool. Like we all remember who those characters are. Like anyone who's playing really Windjammers 1, probably even now, even me who played it all the time, I have no idea. Like it's been so long. Like
Gary Scott, does that make it? No,
they could have just called it Windjammers, and they would have been okay. They didn't even need to throw a 2 on it.
There was a guy named Steve Miller. Isn't that like an artist,
Steve Miller band. See, this is Steve Miller. That's his band.
Oh, okay. I see. I got you. Okay. Really? Wait, no, you're lying. You're lying.
Like Dave Matthews wasn't part of his band. It was just his band.
You're an idiot.
We're Dave Matthews band. He stayed home today. He didn't want to come to the show.
He's fine. Don't worry about him. Just ignore it. Yeah. All right, how about this? So Marvel's Avengers, we don't talk a lot about Marvel's Avengers because we really haven't heard much about it. But Marvel's Avengers, their senior designer has confirmed that Spider-Man is still on track for 2021. I mean, it's August, so what are we doing?
And look how long it took for fucking Black Panther. Like, they were promoting him fucking months ago. It's like they had this whole, like, four-month promotion window. Well, dude, they should start promoting this shit now. Like, we should be seeing videos now if it's going to release according to their time. Well, that's cool. Hey, dude, listen, I am going to download that game again because I have heard that it's, like, pretty much at the good point now, especially with this Wakanda thing coming out. Like, people are they've actually been releasing outfits directly from the movies.
Good. Like, they need to do that. That's Steve Ryan, very important.
Like, Captain America from the first Avengers movie, Captain America from Endgame, Black Widow from the new movie. So they're putting in suits and stuff that people want now. They're actually listening to the people. I think it's going to be good. I keep meaning to download it. I want to do it again. I want to do that game again.
Cool.
I don't want it to die, man.
We will probably end up doing that again. But that's cool. At least we know that it's on track. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it is going to be pushed back.
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, look, I'm still on the thing where, dude, they're not going to give us Spider-Man. I guess they could now because they can just upload, like, the skin. But, like, I was so like, dude, give us Spider-Man. He's going to be the new one from the game. Like, why would you not do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Like so if that's the case, we're not going to get it until they announce the games, the new game.
And you definitely should have Yuri Lowenthal voice it.
Right? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
They might not, though.
So. Yeah, fucking do it.
Matt asks, aren't the suits like $15 or $20? I'm not going to sure.
You can
I think some of them are.
Some of them you buy, but dude, like... it's
not just the suit, you get other things too.
You can also unlock you can unlock a lot of stuff, at least when we played last time, by just playing. Like, you'll get, remember, you go to that machine and it opens up the fabric or whatever, and you can get a skin or whatever. There's actually, I don't even think I bought anything with real money in that game, and I have a lot, like almost, dude, I started getting doubles of like legendary skins.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but I think they have it where you could potentially get anything randomly generate like through a loot box or however it is, but that could have changed because, you know, they got to make their money. But still, man, I mean, I still think that's cool to get like a skin that's from the movie. That's really cool. Like, why not? Supporting, it has to be a good game. because I do it. Like Warzone's a fucking great game. I'll put money into it, especially if it's a free game.
Yeah,
I know. I already bought fucking Avengers, and that's probably why they let you get the chance to unlock them anyways. But whatever it is.
All right. Let's Battlefield 2042. Are you in that? Are you?
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get that game.
Well, apparently some play testers, because they canceled the test kind of at the last minute due to, as they put it, quote unquote, a critical issue. Okay, sure, why not? But apparently some gameplay footage was leaked, and EA has warned the play testers who break the NDA, non-disclosure agreement, that they may be banned from the final game. Is that taking it to the extreme a little bit, or an NDA is,
that's what it's there for.
Yeah, it's what it's
they
there
don't
for.
Want, so. They don't want, because look what happens when people do leak fucking beta footage of things. Like people get all huffy puffy about puddles in Spider-Man and fucking like dumb shit that like may be staying in the game that they didn't want to change, or like it's just some of it, because when it's not like beta, like when it's closed beta, you need it because of things like this. And because, look, they pulled the game, you know what? Like it could legitimately be like a technical issue. Maybe there was something that was crashing people's shit, or that they saw like an error and they pulled. Why would they not? Like, that's what this is for. This isn't even an open beta. So if you're going to fucking bitch and complain that they pulled the game saying the game is broken, we need to fix something, and you're going to fucking complain? No, I want the broken game. Well, then fucking I got a handful of fucking broken games you could buy.
Yeah.
Like fucking, I'm sure you're probably still playing fucking Cyberpunk then. Because like
I'm excited. I really want to get into that game and really play it, but I'm not going to do it until I get the next gen console. I'm just not going to touch it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like excited to do that yet, but I just really haven't. Cause like, I know like Link has, he has the new console and he loves it, man. Like he plays a lot. So, and he says, yeah, he's no problems with that. So I would really enjoy that. I want to actually try it out as opposed to playing it on the Xbox where my my save file got corrupted because it couldn't handle it.
That's stuff like that's that. The like worst, right? If they would have done a closed beta or something like that. Like, I mean, shit, I was part of the fucking the Fable Legends closed beta. And same thing, NDA, I mean, when you're playing, you have your screen is watermarked with your gamer tag.
Right.
And look at that game. That was closed beta, and they canceled the fuck out of that game. Do you think everybody like me was fucking crying and pissed off because they canceled a game that was bad? No, I'm glad they didn't fucking just put out a game that was shit.
I agree.
So, I mean, it's good. It happens. And that's what, like the same thing with the PlayStation playtest when I'm telling you guys, you might want to think about it. Like, there's stuff that happens, you know?
Yeah.
Comes with the territory. You pre-order the game to be a tester. You didn't pre-order the game to play the game first, idiot. It didn't say play first. It said beta test us.
Yeah, to help us get this game to where it needs to be for release.
So right there, like right there, you're in it for the wrong reason. So you deserve all the heartache.
That's fair. I can't argue with that. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there.
I like nails.
Aw, nails. How about Nintendo hitting another ROM site on that? So, ROM Universe is the name of this one. So Nintendo, you know, obviously they sued them back in May, and remember the 2.1 million dollars or whatever, and the guy can't even pay like $50 or $500 a month, or it's $50 payments, excuse me. Matt Storman is his name. Yeah. Well, they're saying that he needs to destroy all of the ROMs, or else. Are the ROMs still on the website? Can you check that, James? I don't know if they're still there. But yeah, it's weird because if they're not on the website, like, what's the point?
Because he could be putting them, he could be using torrents or some other way to get them to distribute them, which maybe he's not. Maybe there was something like, was there something that they saw that made them warrant the fact that, oh, this guy's still at it, get rid of everything now? Like, you have to prove, because he's going to have to prove to them. And under these circumstances, they might be able to get what subpoena. Is that what it would be? Subpoena his, his computer and have it checked for those files. And if they're on there, they can, you know, whatever. Actually, if the, if he could provide a physical copy of every ROM that he owns, he will beat Nintendo. If he could get a physical copy of every ROM on his computer.
Oh, you know what? It looks like they are still there.
I just checked the site, and they're still listed on the site.
That's what, but that's what I'm looking at,
too. As soon as you go to download them, it says file not found.
Okay. All right, so they're not there.
Yeah, he did remove them from the site. They're still listed, but
they should just have him destroy the website, because even if he has the files and started a new website, you know how long it's going to take to get like the people to like promote that. And I'm sure they're going to fucking be watching the shit out of him. Sure. So like, he's going to have to get that fan base. I'm sure it didn't happen overnight. He just put these things on. Like, there's hundreds of ROM sites out there that still haven't been busted by Nintendo that I've used for decades, literally decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, they're watching him. I don't know what the fucking dude's problem is, like, but that's it.
They're saying that he has to comply by the 17th, so that, which is Wednesday, right? Or is that?
Yeah.
No, Tuesday. Excuse me. That's Tuesday. Whoa, it's Tuesday. So he's got to do that. The quote that they have is the court has now has ordered Storman to permanently destroy all unauthorized Nintendo games or other unauthorized copies of Nintendo's intellectual property, including movies, books, and music. The judge has given Storman until, like I said, August 17th to comply until August 20th to file a declaration with the court verifying he has followed the judge's orders. If he fails to do so, he could face perjury charges. So he'd be arrested, pretty much. Wow. Does it really affect Nintendo at the end of the day? Like,
it doesn't, but like, you got to really think it too. Like, is it going to affect anyone else? Like, this is like, okay, they got this guy, so I can go about my business. They're worried about him. And even so, like, this might, I mean, like, I get it, but like, it's not going to change anything right now. Like, it's not making an example of anybody. What it's doing is just telling people, like, be more careful with Nintendo stuff. Yeah. Or maybe keep your site up and don't do Nintendo stuff. Big fucking deal.
I noticed there's a lot of stuff that isn't Nintendo there, too. So I would imagine he'll keep those there, right?
Right, exactly. So, like, it's like, we get it. You sued him, you won. He's not going to pay, you won. He looks like an idiot, his site's down. Like, why are you going to keep, like, using all your resources and all this money to fuck this dude when, look, now nobody gives a shit. Like, if I'm into the ROM game, I don't give a fuck. Like, no one's going to look at this dude and be like, oh, shit, I got to change my ways. Yeah. They're on to us, guys. Like, they don't care because it took you fucking 50 years to do this.
Right.
Shit, dude. I'm not even kidding, because when they came out, like, people were making copies of their games. Like, there were machines out there that could copy it onto a floppy disk. And, dude, like, at this point, I think it's just stupid. And they're just trying to, like, I don't know.
I don't know what they're trying to say. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah, well, all right. Well, good luck to him. I kind of want to get that guy on our show and talk to him. I don't know if he's legally allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah, he might have a gag order or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Well, maybe we'll try. On the website, gamefixshow.com, Gina actually posted a new article about Pokemon gold-plated jewelry released. It's the Pokemon's 25th anniversary celebration, so go check out if you're into a gold Pikachus. I'm not. But maybe there's someone that is, and that's fine with me. So other than that, the one of the other articles that I thought was actually very cool and awesome, there is a 25-year-old lady who goes by the name of Katarina Deringer, Deringer, yeah, that's right. She has been creating homes virtually on The Sims and selling them, which I guess is legal, right? I guess there's nothing wrong with that. But she's selling each house for $297, which she's in. She's in Germany. Okay. So she charged €250, which is about $297 per house. And I guess she's been playing Sims for quite a while. And this is like something that she was doing like for friends, and somebody bought one from her, and then she started selling them, and she's sold a bunch of them as far as I know. Like she's going to school. This is like helping her get through school. I think it's a cool story. I do. She's built more than 80 homes. So you do the math. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, you find someone to buy them, I guess. It must be doing it on PC. I don't know how you exchange it.
But yeah,
I played The Sims. So, I mean, I guess good for her. I don't think there's anything really illegal about that. It's just designing someone's house. Unless it's a bunch of stuff that I don't know. I don't know enough, like, right now how The Sims operates, but it's not like everything is. Is everything just accessible? Oh, you need money. You need to work, right? Make money to get stuff,
something like
you don't
that,
have yeah. access to everything right away.
It says it's a little, obviously it's a hobby, right?
Yeah.
Like she's not going to make a career out of this, because apparently it takes roughly 30 to 55 hours to build a house.
Ooh.
So that's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to kind of dedicate to that. So really what you're doing is you're just playing the game and enjoying it. And then you just happen to be creating things for other people.
Wait a minute. This is selling save files. We already went over this with somebody who is selling save files, right?
Who?
We did a story about someone who was doing illegal save files in Zelda, remember?
Oh, that's
they were doing
right.
Zelda save files and selling them and got in trouble for it.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the same thing though.
Me either, because I don't remember how, like, if the Sims. Yeah, if it's just already there for you to take, then there's nothing wrong with it. But I think the only problem would be maybe if you have to play the game to earn it or earn money in the game to buy it, it could be. Because like in Zelda, you don't pay real money, but you have to use game hours. And he got in trouble, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But still, like, it's still virtual because there's someone else. Remember the virtual gardener we talked about,
right?
Who was doing gardening like virtually. So
she makes about a thousand plus a month.
That's not bad extra dough to play video games, but that does mean she's stuck playing that game for a long time.
But she enjoys it, so more power to her. It's awesome. Very, very cool. I wish I could find a niche
like that. Someone's gonna start doing that with Minecraft. Watch.
I'm wondering why they haven't yet.
Yeah. Because that's where the farming people were doing. They were doing the landscaping in Minecraft.
Man, that's so stupid. So stupid. You know what I didn't even mention on the beginning of the show What If premiered on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do that. And you have to give us the title of the segment.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do it right now.
Yeah.
We'll do it at the end. So, all right. But anything else you want to cover as far as video games? I got some movie news and some kind of odds and ends.
No, I think I'm good.
Good. Okay. Well, here's a nerdy story for you. Not like they all are or something like that. SpaceX, we know is the Canadian startup that's trying to go to space and blah, 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 right? Okay, we got that. Well, what they're doing is they're trying to formulate the ability to create a billboard in space. So it would shine.
With a light from the sun.
Assuming
the sun doesn't owe it one.
Something like that. Are you in or are you out?
I am fucking in, dude. If I could see anything outside of space floating in sky that's not a fucking cloud, I'm down. That is officially a step to the future if you could do that. If you could look into the sky and see something just in space that is not the moon. That is fucking, even if it's fucking Coca-Cola, people will schedule their fucking days to look up at the sky when this thing passes over. Fucking no doubt about it. At least for the first few years. Dude.
Well,
have you seen the fucking billboard yet?
I'm glad you took that way, because I'm actually on the other side of things. And there's actually a lot of people that are with me too, but there's a lot of people with you. It's a matter of because right now the sky is the purest form of outdoor, right? Like it is what you look up and that's what it is. So if you put something that is fake up there, it kind of muddies the water a little bit. And I could kind of see what people are saying with that. And I kind of agree with it too. So honestly, I don't want to see anything like that. Although, yeah, a step in the right direction for a futuristic movie type thing. That's what you're saying. That's what you want. But I don't know. I'm on the other side of that.
Yeah. Well, it's not in the air. It's in space.
Well, but it will be in the air. You'll see it. Yeah. Just look up and you'll see it.
The moon's there.
Well, hey, James, break the tie because we're both on each side. What do you think? No pressure, right?
I think it is an awesome idea.
Okay. All right.
Just because, I'm all alone. Yeah, like you're definitely alone. Like, I think it's an awesome idea. Just because, like, all of those old, like, Looney Tune cartoons where you see that big space billboard and it's like, eat at Joe's.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Eat at Joe's. That's so funny. Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard that term in a while. That's good. Well, okay. I can kind of see. I mean, as long as I could play my Grand Theft Auto on the big screen, that's a way to watch a movie. Let me tell you.
He's going to be the first to do a concert. You'd have to, weather would totally be like a huge effect, though. But like, dude, and that it wouldn't be as hard getting it that size. I don't know. They could just use fucking, if they're in space, they could use steam. Four corners of steam and then a projector would show everything we need in space. Yeah. Light would have everything to travel through. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like that'd be sweet. Dude, I would die if I could just see like another planet on our horizon. Like, wake up, the sun's rising, and then right after the sun, fucking Folgers crystals. A giant fucking can of coffee.
Oh my god, that's not what I want.
I'm down. I would like that. And then eventually, I would be like, "That's stupid. I don't want to see this in the sky like fucking tampons." But yeah. At first, it's gonna be one fuck of an idea, dude.
All right. I'll give you that. I don't know. I'm still like
man, machine, the future.
The future. Yes. Welcome to the future. God, I love that game. I think I played that this past week too at one point. It doesn't matter. Probably. I tend to pick it up because it's kind of fun, whatever. How about this? Okay, AMC Theaters, okay, and Warner Brothers agree to shorten the theatrical window, which means that it would be, let's see, they're saying that we're to show the studios in 2022 on the big screen exclusively for 45 days, it's just an exclusive thing. I think we kind of talked about that a little while ago, but it's finally signed and written. So anything that would appear on HBO Max or Disney Plus, if it's Warner Brothers related, there's Warner Brothers stuff on Disney Plus, right? No, there isn't. No,
they wouldn't do that because they have their own. Both of them are on Netflix. Of each on Netflix, but yeah, this would, yeah. So other like Sony, I don't know if it's only Warner though, then they're probably speaking precisely about theater to streaming, because right now it's 3 months. And in generality, I don't know what the window is between a theater and DVD. I thought part of it had to do with how much they're making.
Honestly, I felt like that window shortens.
Yeah,
as
totally.
We get older, right?
Yeah,
doesn't it?
For real, it does. Like. So I mean, it's still like, dude, I don't think there was that big of a deal. Like, they might have still made money when they were doing these things releasing at the same time. Now, granted, free on HBO and theater is different, but like, you know, they would release movies in the theater, and you can still rent them on Amazon or whatever. There's ways to still rent them the day of. So I mean, I guess, yeah, that's cool, because then we don't have to wait as long, I guess, if they're going to go ahead and do that, because first they announced that they were going to, you know, not do the simultaneous release and switch over, but they still haven't done that yet. And now it looks like they are going to do that. So like, you know, the next Mortal Kombat comes out, it's going to be in the theater. But unlike Disney, we don't have to wait 3 months. We only have to wait a month and a half.
Sure.
But dude, there's still a chance it doesn't happen, especially with COVID coming back. You know, like this, they could just be like, let's just keep it how it is. Why not? Yeah. Just keep it how it is. Find a way to do it. Just keep it how it is.
We'll see. Good luck to them. Good luck to the AMC stock.
Good luck to
all the stockholders out there. That's really, yeah. Are you going to watch Jackass Forever when it comes out?
I won't go see it, but I did go see every Jackass movie in the theater when it came out.
But you want to see this one?
I mean, I'm kind of over. I'll watch it. I want to watch it. But, like, you know, it's not the same.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what the fuck they're still doing. But.
Well, the trailer's out. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Well, right now, the news is that Bam Margera, obviously a longtime Jackass character, I guess, is suing Johnny Knoxville over being fired from Jackass Forever. And it states that he was let go from Jackass Forever last year after he supposedly violated his wellness agreement after he tested positive for Adderall. We know that Bam Margera, he's been on the celebrity rehab shows. He's been, you know, like he has trouble with drugs. Okay. We all know this. Obviously it was, you know, and it always seems like it's because of Ryan Dunn dying, right?
Yeah.
Or he's the one that died, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So like ever since that happened, it seemed like he kind of went in a spiral, you know? He's suing Johnny Knoxville and the Jackass people because he says that he was wrongfully terminated. I don't know if he's got much of a case here. I mean, if he signed a wellness agreement and tested positive, I mean, it's like sports, right? Like if that's in your contract, you don't violate it, right? So unfortunately, I'm saying that. Yeah, I don't think he's got much of a case here.
Yeah.
What about you?
Look, obviously they didn't want him on there. I mean, this is just a group of guys making a fucking video. And to say that none of them have done drugs before and that's not what they do, maybe now, no. But, dude, you can't tell me that, like, Steve-O and them are fucking all straight edge. That's bullshit. So you got that. And so it's kind of hypocritical that they're going to get him on them now. He has been part of the original crew. Why would they even make this rule? Like, I get it. He has his drug issues, but this movie isn't like, hey, maintain good posture. It's like, dude, you are doing even worse. Like putting a vein in your arm. I mean, a needle in your arm is probably safer than throwing yourself out of a fucking moving car. So like when you put things into perspective, he's getting fired from a movie that could potentially also kill him. So it's good. I mean, he deserves it. If it's written in the contract and he breached it, fine, he deserves it. But the fact that it even went that far for supposedly a group of friends, it's almost like they knew it. They knew he was going to do something. And that, I don't know, man, it's just, it seems to me like something, especially because they're from our generation. You're just like, oh, there's Bam. He's on Adderall. And it's Adderall, dude. Like, he's on Adderall. Well, who gives a shit? We're trying to make fucking more millions of dollars in this movie. He on Adderall will jump off this building, but when he's sober, he won't. What are we going to do?
Yeah. I don't know. The suit has stated Margera has made to endorse psychological torture in the form of a sham wellness agreement and then ultimately terminated for his protected class status due to his medical condition and his complaints about defendants' discriminatory conduct towards him.
So I mean, kind of the same thing I just said then. Like, yeah. he's taken that like they're against me.
Yeah.
But don't know.
Well, this and then in a recent interview, Knoxville said, we want Bam to be happy and healthy and get the help he needs. We tried to push that along. I think that's all I really want to say about it. I don't want to get into a public back and forth with Bam. I just want him to get better. So, okay. I mean, those are heartfelt and I'm sure they are, they come from the heart. And, but if you know, Jackass Forever comes out in October. So I guess we'll see how much Bam is actually in the movie.
In any other circumstance, it would seem okay. But like, you're making fucking a Jackass movie. to use your looking out for your friend's best interest seems just a lot of stuff they do, they could not live through. Like, yeah. You would be like stopping your friends from doing this movie. So whatever. That's cool. Double-edged sword, I guess.
It really is. It really is. All right. Next one. Next. Venom. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, the second Venom 2, I guess you want to call it. On the 11th, they announced that it was being pushed back 1 week. On the 12th, they announced it was being pushed back 3 weeks. And that's where they are right now. Venom 2 will open October 15th, 2021, at least at this point. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not even worried about it. It's fine. It can come out 3 weeks later. I'm excited to see it, but
But for a finished movie, why do you think they're delaying it again? For a finished movie that people want to see, and that's like really like they got to push something out Marvel wise. Sony does.
Yeah.
Do you think it has to do with Spider-Man? We still haven't seen a trailer for the new Spider-Man, and there could very much be something about Spider-Man in the new Venom movie.
It could be. It could be. Well, they did mention that there may be, I don't know if this is a confirmed thing, but there may be some sort of connection with the MCU after this movie. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess Spider-Man would fit right in, right?
If like the end credit scene was fucking Tobey Maguire or somebody that has to do with the Spider-Man movie, like they don't want to blow that because they haven't released anything about the new movie yet. Any trailer at all. We have no fucking idea what the next Spider-Man movie is about.
I'm going to put dirt in your eye.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait, but whatever. Either that or COVID.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just preparing not to lose money.
You know what? I did miss one video game story. I'm gonna do that right now. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Power Rangers, open world. They're calling it Arkham style. A game pitch has been revealed. Is this something that would be good? Do you think an Arkham style Power Rangers game is what people want?
No.
Yeah, right? Like, that's kind of where I'm at.
You couldn't do it the right way because those games are all single player. Like, it would be okay if you couldn't do it. You'd have to have a server, and every server could only allow one of each ranger, and then you're doing shit, and then you get a call, and you all join up maybe. But it's also, I don't know, like, no.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're the Power Rangers fan, so.
I only like the first season, and that's another reason. Yeah. Like, there's so many seasons of Power Rangers, and like, really, people might like the fighting game. I thought was cool because it had, you know, Power Rangers in it and stuff. But like, generally, like, I don't know who everybody else is except for the original Power Rangers, and I don't give a fuck who they are. They're just a ripoff of Voltron.
Yeah.
And an open world that's very ambitious. Good for them. I don't think it'll ever get cleared, and like. If stories get pitched all the fucking time. Here's a pitch for you. Fucking, I don't know. The Smurfs.
Here's a pitch for you.
Yes. I don't know. I don't think they would go for it. Saban seems like when it comes to the Power Rangers, especially like something like this, it just wouldn't be something they do. You wouldn't have any freedoms to do whatever you want. Like it, because it's family oriented. Look at Simpsons Hit and Run. That was a disappointment to me because you can't do anything, but you just
pick up and drop off.
You're not even carjacking them. So it was like they were holding back, and it felt like they were like, oh, can't do that. Felt it like, oh, can't do that. So then you have nothing. And in a game like this, like, what are you going to do? Beat up putties all day?
I don't know what that means, but okay. I'll take your word for it. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the future holds. I got to see a trailer. I got to see something about the game first before I make any decision whether it's good or bad.
It would also, they'd have to make it based on the shitty remake because that's a little darker and it's just, I don't think it would work.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You know what? I didn't mention this week's retro reboot from our lead contributor, Mike, and I'll do that right now. This week's retro reboot is going to be the puzzle game Zoop for the Sega Genesis. He says it was one of the few Viacom games that wasn't based on an intellectual property. And of course he knows that. but that's cool.
This is Zoop that we're watching?
Zoop. Yeah. Zoop.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but look for that. I'm sure it'll be interesting because like he always has an angle that's like, okay, cool, you know. But yeah, it's kind of like a Tetris-ish type game-ish, something like that. Yeah, who knows? But look for that Tuesday about noon, 1 o'clock is when he puts it out there. So go with that. So okay, the last story before we talk to Verlaine about the Suicide Squad and get to What If is that the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has casted Knuckles. And it happens to be Idris Elba, which I love. I am so excited about it. Actually, I think it's a perfect fit. I think everything about it is right on with it. What say you?
I think it's just exciting to know that Knuckles is going to be in the movie.
That's fair. That too.
I haven't seen the first one still. It makes me want to watch the first one. Yeah, dude, I like it. Yeah, I am really more focused on the fact that they're going to have Knuckles. So like Knuckles, Tails and Sonic, it makes the movie way just better that they're actually putting real characters. They're keeping them looking like they did it right. By changing Sonic's look, they showed everybody that they want to do this like a fucking video game.
Yep. And it's good. And it's legit. And everybody feels like it actually works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's cool. That's cool.
I'm excited about that. So, okay. If you are a Patreon, if you're not a Patreon, go do that because you can actually listen to the cast that we did this past weekend on the Suicide Squad. Excuse me. So, but Verlaine, you actually got to see it since you weren't on our review show, our roundtable. Why don't you tell us what you thought about the Suicide Squad, and don't hold back, please. Don't hold back.
So, I mean, I was going in this because I was a fan. Like, the reason and a lot of people are probably giving this movie a chance is because of fucking James Gunn. And, right? He did this one, right? It was him?
I think so.
Guardians. And because Guardians of the Galaxy is such a great fucking movie, that's a good thing. The fact that he was like, it seemed to be going right. They weren't. It's like he knew that they do all their fucking stupid character changes and reboots and nothing is the same. He did his best and he did it in a smart way where, you know, they kept two of the main, whatever, Harley and what's her face? What's her name? The main bad girl guy, whatever, the leader.
I can't remember names.
So those two are the same, but then like, you know, they just didn't use the other people and just get all brand new, a brand new squad, all based on the same thing. And I like how they didn't really have to fucking explain it. Like, you know, we Amanda, got you. And
thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
Amanda Waller.
They didn't have to explain the thing in their head. Really. Like we kind of already knew that. So it was good that he like got rid of the whole Batman origin complex of DC and like gave us the benefit of the doubt that we're smart and know what the fuck's going on. Dude, I hated this fucking movie. I almost liked the original one better.
Wow.
This was... Talk about fucking trying too fucking hard. Like, I get it. You want to shock us with your fucking everyone in the beginning dies. But, like, that's stupid. Because, look, you had a good gimmick at first. It's like, wow, I don't know who's going to die. That's kind of cool. Like, this guy could stay alive. This guy could. But then after that whole team was dead, no one died. So that whole element was fucking gone until... the main, you know, betrayals and all that shit. But until then, like, that went away. Then they were just feeding off gore. But guess what? You're a little too late in that fucking category because Mortal Kombat already came out and showed us what the fuck they're going to do with gore. Tons of movies are just out-goring the shit out of us. Like, realistic gore. Like, so that they didn't even have going for them. Shark Dude was a direct ripoff of the fucking Hulk. And again, they had these stupid... I don't know, man. I don't even know... It didn't make sense to me. And the worst part, I'll just sum it up with,
please.
They go and kill everyone on the team of that, not everyone, but they infiltrate that one, the rebels base, thinking it's the bad guys, kill everyone, and they still fucking help them. They killed every one of those people in that camp who were good guys. And they're still like, yeah, we'll help you. That was when I was like, fuck this, dude. Like, there's nothing. It's just... killing. That's all they wanted in this movie. You have civilians that have the starfish, and I get it. This is the Suicide Squad. They're supposed to be bad guys anyway. So yeah, for them to see civilians with starfishes on their face, they just kill them and don't even give a fuck about trying to save them. Just mercilessly just butchering these fucking people who 2 seconds ago didn't have this possession on them. But then outside of all the merciless killing, they want us to feel bad for these fuckers. Like they have families and they have motivation. The fucking rat girl. Like if I don't look up her story, to me, she never was a villain. Like none of these people were fucking villains, just like the last movie. Like trying to make them like they're good guys and they're not fucking good guys. So like, I don't know. Like it just, for me, the movie just, it was a joke, dude. It wasn't fun. Like it had its cool little like artistic moments, but seriously, dude, like flowers coming out of fucking Harley Quinn's death, the people, like why? Like I don't, she was forced into it. She didn't even need to be in the fucking movie. She didn't. You could take out all her parts and it's okay, except for they had to go save her for no reason. The fact that she's still a human mowing down all these dudes, like all these armed soldiers.
Do you see that that mega jump that she had?
Yeah, like just like nothing. Like it's just those kind of things that, I mean, maybe he was deliberately poking fun and saying like, hey, look how trash DC is, because that's what I got from it. Trash characters like that are just like the dude, the fucking guy with the arms that come off his fucking body, the javelin, what the fuck? Yeah. And I can't believe the javelin made its way around. Like it was just so.
It gave Harley Quinn a weapon.
It was just so dumb. Like, when are they going to give Harley Quinn a fucking hyena?
Right?
Like, when are they going to fucking, like, make her, like, well, look, no, she's not
gave her a hyena. They gave her a hyena in, I didn't see it, but I mean, like, I saw, like, a trailer for it, but they gave her a hyena in the
Birds of Prey.
The Birds of Prey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, and she doesn't seem crazy. Like you can, like with the Joker, it's like, okay, he's just crazy enough to do shit you wouldn't think of. But Harley Quinn in this whole movie, she wasn't fucking crazy. She's a moron. She's a fucking moron walking through this movie. Like there's not one time where she's rambling on about whatever that you're like, damn, this bitch is crazy. No, you're like, what the fuck? She's stupid. Yeah. It's just stupid. Like a 12-year-old. So like, it was bad. I didn't like it. And the fucking starfish enemy, man. Like
Starro.
I get it. It exists in the comics. We don't have to like.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, see, I think that's the difference. And I explained it in the thing, but like, that's the difference between like Marvel and DC, because like DC will pull out a fucking stupid character like Starro, but like Marvel always like kind of humanizes like the villain, you know what I mean? So yeah. They have like two eyes, nose,
there's a and a purpose,
mouth.
And there's a reason, and there's somewhat like a small part of you could agree with a lot of them, even Loki. Like, look, they don't have a lot of enemies, a lot of bad guys in the Avengers Marvel universe to go with, as for when they were making Phase 1 and 2. So they had like Loki, and then they had to fight each other. You know, there weren't like, there was Ultron and Thanos really, but they made it work. DC is like, shit, we need a bad guy. Well, all our bad guys come from space. So that's the origin of this. So from space, now what can come from space? Well, we don't have the rights to anything. And I don't know, a starfish, Starro. And the polka dot man. And yeah. Like, I just all right. Don't.
All right. I got you.
Cena was great though. I like Cena's character the best. Yep. The best.
I mean, yeah. And he's the one that's going to give them a more of a run with those characters.
Yeah.
Without him, it's almost like, what are you going to do with him?
Yeah. So. And that's another thing though. Like, I didn't get, like, you know, he was all about Lady Liberty, but he's a villain.
Yeah.
So they could do Suicide Squad right if they did it the right way. And that's like, have a Harley Quinn movie, have a Bloodsport movie, even though it's hard to make villain movies, just have a movie where they're the bad guy. Even like have a movie where, you know, the Joker movie where Harley Quinn's or Batman and Harley Quinn's the bad guy, you know, make a villain from each of the movies we see, like Zod, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And then put together a squad movie and give it to us.
Yeah.
You know, have a movie like the Flash movie that whatever the bad guy is, he gets locked up, not killed. And then all the bad guys from the five movies we got from this phase of DC can form the fucking Suicide Squad. And then we get a new movie that's totally fucking cool. We know the bad guys. We know that they're bad guys. We know the awful shit they've done. So now we're going to see what happens. But I don't know. I don't make movies, so.
You don't. But let's move on from that one. I wanted to see what you thought about it. But it's time. What is this segment called? This is your time.
I was thinking. And I just, what if we riff?
I like it. We're going to go with that. That sounds good to me. Right. What if we riff? Okay. Episode one of What If. These shows are actually kind of fun to watch. They're only like roughly 25 minutes long, so it's like a quick kind of in and out. We'll see if the rest of them are that short. But, you know, this one was centered around Captain Carter instead of Captain Rogers, or Captain America, rather. And, you know, Peggy as Captain Carter was actually kind of cool. Honestly, to the point where I was just like, I kind of want to see what happens after with her character. I'd love to know if do all these episodes connect, or they're just one-offs?
I think they're all just one-offs. I mean, okay. That's what I think, but I mean, we won't really know. Usually what ifs don't go together. They're just, you know, what if this happened? Oh, cool. But, you know, in the beginning, it says that they're part of their own reality. So technically they could keep continuing, like you said, because this story states it, that this is actually not just a hypothetical, you know. So I don't know. They did this perfectly because they didn't just throw in, it's like they're thinking about it. They didn't just say, okay, let's see, Steve Rogers dead the syrup. So what if the doctor gave him the serum got it? Or what if some random, like Natasha got it, Black Widow? That wouldn't make sense. Carter makes perfect sense because she has proven through just what we know of her that she is just as good-hearted as Steve.
Yeah,
from the beginning, she was just into Steve and believed in him before he was even anything. So for her to become the next step is totally makes sense. You know, if it was anyone else, it would be like, how do you know that wouldn't have even worked?
I like how they still kept the relationship between her and Steve alive.
Yes. Yes.
So that was like, okay,
it's like
cool.
Almost like love never dies. Like no matter what, no matter what reality, they will be in love.
That's good.
So yeah, that part, absolutely. It worked. It was a little off-putting seeing her for the first time. So big, but then it's like, she was still proportionate and she looked just like she should. Like She-Hulk will probably look.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
So it was cool too that, you know, because I was like, wait a minute, because he got really big when he was in there. What's going to happen to her?
And yeah.
So, yeah.
They did. She kind of grew a little bit, you know. Even though Bucky never grew. But, you know.
You're right. But right? It was administered differently, we'll give. Because, Hydra did his, right?
Yeah, yeah. They try to keep him looking as normal as possible.
Yeah.
So he can blend in and all.
Oh, remember the line in there? He's like, what'd he say about ripping his arm off?
Oh, Bucky? Yeah, that's right. He's like, you almost ripped my arm off or something like that. Yeah.
I liked how it did tie into the actual story of like the movie when they had to go rescue the other teammates, but it was her instead rescuing them. They're like, the fuck are you? Yeah, dude, it was good. It was good.
It was good. Yeah, yeah. When does a dame fight like that? Since today. like it was a good line. I really enjoyed it. I actually watched it twice because I wanted to like see if I like missed anything else. Red Skull obviously dies pretty quickly.
He's dead. He's gone.
He's dead.
He's not even in the fucking Tesseract.
No. So that's a different look. But yeah, I don't know. It was cool that she came out on the other end with Nick Fury and Hawkeye, just like Loki did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was just like, okay, all right, that's cool. Obviously, that happened before Loki took over, right? Yeah, that's the timeline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but honestly, man, I really enjoyed it. I love the animation. I think they nailed it. And I want more. I can't wait to see the next episode. It's going to be good. Does anyone know what the next episode is?
I think it's Thor and Doctor Strange.
Okay. Oh, cool.
I didn't want to see the preview. They have a little preview trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to watch it, but with the animation, I was skeptical on whether I would like it. Cause it's you know, when it, animation gets too CGI, like that fine line between them, and it's like kind of like cell shading, I'm like, I don't know. But I love it. And I love how they can, they're conveying brutality with no blood. And that is amazing. And they're still giving the adult tone, like Red Skull just being instantly killed by this thing. That was an adult scene. You know, that's something that, you know, Disney wouldn't just have in a kid scene. Like it would, even if it happened that way, it would, there would be things leading up to it. It wouldn't just be instant death. Like instant death is kind of shocking when you're not planning on it, when you don't see it coming. And then all the bones breaking, the things blew up kind of like G.I. Joe, but you don't see the guys parachuting out of every fucking vehicle. The hits that she was giving the dudes definitely fucking killed them, but no blood. So it's cool. So like even kids could watch this and it's not like too bad.
Yeah.
The Iron Giant thing was sweet.
Yeah.
How Rogers is Iron Man.
Kind of. Yeah. Kind of Iron Man. But you understand that because you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, why didn't Tony Stark's father create Iron Man then? Well, he didn't have the technology to do it. But in this case, he had the Tesseract. So he had the technology to do it at that point. So he was the one that made the suit, which is perfect. And it really fits well. But I would love to see if Tony Stark is even.
So what if they have like the next season of What If they, if it's like a, they have sequels to these things, like, but then it wouldn't be What If anymore because it's just like continuing something that was a What If.
Right.
I'm, but from this, even though like, look, that time period in Captain America, the First Avenger is probably one of my lowest like Marvel movies just because it's not, you know, it's a war movie. It's a good story, but it's not like, it doesn't feel as much of a superhero movie as all the other ones do. But I still love this story. Like I did not want anything to do with Agent Carter, the series. I didn't care about her during the movies, but like this, I loved this whole idea.
I want to see more.
Just great.
Yeah.
I saw a preview. I don't know. It's this whole season is going to be fucking sweet. I mean, did you see that there's a list going around and I didn't share it just because I don't know if it's 100% positive, but it's listing the names of all the episodes and kind of like who they're about. And the last one is fucking fucked up, dude. The last one says, I don't even remember. It's like almost like the Guardians of the Galaxies were, if they were the Avengers or some shit, like it's cool, dude. It looks like everything is promising. Zombies, Spider-Man being the zombie hunter. There's a couple Doctor Strange ones, I think, and a couple Thor ones, maybe.
Okay.
So now I am definitely on board.
There's 10 different episodes, right?
I think so.
Okay, I found the list. Okay, so Captain Carter 1, 2, Iron Man, and Killmonger. 3 MCU zombies. So we're going to get the zombies right in the third one. So that's good. That's awesome. 4 is T'Challa as Star-Lord. What's going on? 5 is a severed Ant-Man head. Okay. 6, an alternate Avengers lineup. That's cool.
Oh, I hope it's the new Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. Number 7, Clint Barton as the Hulk.
What?
Number 8, Spider-Man as the Sorcerer Supreme. Okay. That's all they have listed, it looks like.
This is a different list than what I even saw. Because, Spider-Man is a zombie. Like, he's even pitched, like, the figure, action figure is coming out, and it's pitched as a zombie hunter.
Yeah.
A zombie hunter. So yeah, and I think the one, like as I said, I just saw a preview on YouTube that was released for it says Doctor Strange Thor. So I don't know. I don't even want to look into it because I still want to be surprised. Unlike everything else, every episode is a different story, so I don't want to know anything about it. You know, like I don't want to see any of the previews for the shows. I don't want to like know if the things are real, like what's coming next, because that's gonna be part of it. Like turning it on and realizing, oh, the zombie one's on now. Sweet. Because so I didn't know which one was gonna lead it off.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now we know.
But we can't be like, we can't really call anything, like kind of like make predictions because it's per show.
Yeah.
Usually we can do that. So shit.
All right. Well, I think that's all we're going to talk about for the episode one. I mean, what else is there to say? Right.
Yeah.
I think we kind of covered it all. So, okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. If you haven't checked the website, gamefixshow.com, all of our links there are listed, so you can click and have fun and blah, 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 blah. And special thanks, of course, goes out to our producer, James. Thanks, dude, for doing what you did, doing what you do. We appreciate it, buddy. Are you there?
Thank you, everybody.
You there? I was like, where are you?
I am here.
Yeah, yeah. So is there anything else you want to say, Verlaine?
No, I'm good.
All right. So, all right. Well, like I always say, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend, and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.